Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the peace of God. What do I mean by this? Today's reading is going to be taken from John chapter 14, verse 27. And Jesus says there, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." What exactly was Jesus talking about when he said this? And recently, as I was reading this verse of scripture or meditating on it, I had like a big aha moment where I went back to my secondary school days. So I went to boarding school. And in secondary school then, it was kind of a tradition, basically. So when you went to boarding school, you came with your own things. So your own school uniform, day wears, buckets, provisions, whatever it is that you needed, you had to bring to the school. Obviously, the school provided you with the environment, the teachers and the instructors, right? But whatever personal requirements, whatever personal needs you had to come to the school with those items. And what I noticed was the seniors, whenever they were leaving the school, at the end of the 6 years they had spent there, they would give away everything. So they would give away their day wear, their uniforms, their buckets, you know, whatever was left, their provisions, whatever they brought with them, they would give it away within the school premises and leave with nothing. And as I was meditating through the scripture, that was the example the Lord gave me in my mind. And it says, you know how those seniors will come to your school and they leave? So you came in with these items when you were coming in, but now that they're leaving, they actually leave without those items. Why do they not go away with those school uniforms? After high school, they were going to proceed on to college, right? Because in the college environment, that uniform, that day wear, those buckets and all of those things would be unnecessary, would be irrelevant. They would not need it in the environment where they were going to. And that was the example the Lord gave me and showed me in my mind when he said, this scripture, when Jesus was saying, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, give I to you. So let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So basically what was going on in this scripture, based on the analogy I just gave you of my high school, is Jesus, when Jesus came onto this earth, he brought a certain kind of peace with him. The peace of God, the peace that even if we couldn't see it, it's not a tangible asset, but it is a peace that had a certain internal quality, the spiritual peace with God, something that nobody could touch, right? Something that nobody could take away from him. And when he was done with his assignment here on earth, he was going back to heaven, he was going back to the Father. He doesn't need to take the peace back with him to heaven, because there's already peace in heaven. He just brought some of that peace on earth for him to fulfill his assignment. And that's why Jesus said, "This peace I leave it with you, I give it to you, not as the world gives." This is not the kind of peace that you see in the world, right? It is not a peace that is attached to any material possession. It is not a peace that is attached to any friendship or status in society. The peace that the world gives is dependent most times on our outward circumstances. How rich are you? Who are your friends? Who are the influencers you know, right? Or is your country at peace with other countries, right? This is what kind of defines the peace of the world, right? Making sure that your country is not involved in any conflict, making sure you're at peace with your neighbors and co-workers. And yes, the Bible does encourage all of these things as much as it is possible, be at peace with everybody. But this is not the kind of peace Jesus was talking about. This is the kind of peace whereby a storm is raging in front of you and you're calm. And Jesus said, my peace I leave you, my peace I give to you, because he didn't need that peace in heaven. So like I was explaining in the analogy of my high school in boarding school, when those seniors were leaving, right, they didn't need to take their uniforms or their day wears. But on the other hand, we that were still left in the school, we the juniors who still had a couple of years to go, needed those things. We needed the extra uniforms, right? The extra day wears, the extra buckets, the unused provisions. It was going to mean something to us. We were going to need it to move ourselves forward. Not because we didn't have any, but because it was going to be an addition. It was going to be an addition to what we already had. And in that analogy, right, this is the same thing when Jesus said he leaves us his peace. He didn't need to take that peace back to heaven, but we need that peace to survive on earth, because the world is not an easy place, right? There's so many things that would come against us, so much adversity, right? And that was why the Lord gave us this peace as children of God that he had redeemed, to say this kind of peace is special. This is the kind of peace where you walk in the midst of a fire and you don't get burnt, because you know that the Lord has said he will be with you in trouble. This is the kind of peace whereby you go to troubled waters and you don't get drowned. Why? Because you know that this peace, because the Lord has said he will walk with you as you go through the fire, as you walk through that water. I remember a while back, my husband and I were going through a major challenge, something so significant in our lives. And we had done everything we could do about it. We had prayed, we had followed the procedure, we had done everything we could do about it. But something beyond our circumstance was just delaying the outcome of what we were expecting at the time. And I was just sleeping easy. I was fine. I was okay with it. And my husband would look at me and say, I can't believe how calm you are about this. You don't even show that you are interested or anything bothers you. And I would laugh when he said that. And he would be so upset, so irritated when I responded like that. And I told him, look, we've done everything we're supposed to do. We followed all the procedures, and I believe now it's in God's hands. So I have peace about it. Because when we pray for things according to the will of God, it means we have given it to God. We have surrendered our will over that thing to God. Therefore, let the peace of the Lord rest upon you, because God is sorting it out already. You cannot give something over to God and still hold on to it through worry. When you worry about that thing, it means you are still praying in reverse over that thing, right? So whenever you pray about a situation, just let the peace of the Lord, the same peace that Jesus gave us, calm your heart, that the Father hears you and he is already moving things around for your good. And let I say that particular situation turned out beautifully in a way no man can ever take credit for, knowing fully well that was only the Lord that designed it and made it come to pass exactly the way it did. So I want to encourage you today to have the peace of the Lord, to enjoy the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that Jesus himself brought from heaven and passed on to us when he was going back. And I hope this strengthens your heart today, for you to know that you do not have to fear. Jesus himself says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What is going on around you that seems to be rattling you? Let the peace of the Lord rest upon you. The peace that Jesus himself, this is the peace of God, the peace of heaven that Jesus brought himself, that Jesus used himself, that Jesus had in himself, and then he leaves it unto us to say, I give it to you. Let your heart not be troubled. Thank you so much for listening today. And until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a part to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready, to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways. Get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOLABI. It's VICTOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.